Mark chapter 5. And they came over unto the other side of the sea, into the country of the Gadarens. And when he came out of the ship, immediately there met him out of the tombs a man with an unclean spirit, who had his dwelling among the tombs, and no man could bind him, no, not with chains, because he had been often bound with fetters and chains, and the chains had been wrenched apart by him, and the fetters broken in pieces, neither could any man subdue him. And always, night and day, he was in the mountains, and in the tombs, crying, and cutting himself with stones. But when he saw Jesus afar off, he ran and worshipped him, and cried with a loud voice, and said, What have I to do with you, Jesus, you Son of the Most High God? I adjure you by God, that you torment me not. For he had said unto him, Come out of the man, you unclean spirit. And he asked him, What is your name? And he answered, saying, My name is Legion, for we are many. And he begged him much that he would not send them away out of the country. Now there was there near unto the mountains a great herd of swine feeding. And all the demons begged him, saying, Send us into the swine, that we may enter into them. And Jesus gave them leave. And the unclean spirits went out, and entered into the swine, and the herd ran violently down a steep place into the sea. There were about 2,000, and were drowned in the sea. And they that fed the swine fled, and told it in the city, and in the country. And they went out to see what it was that was done. And they came to Jesus, and saw him that was possessed with the demon, and had the legion, sitting, and clothed, and in his right mind, and they were afraid. And they that saw it told them what had happened to him that was possessed with the demon, and also concerning the swine. And they began to ask him to depart out of their region. And when he was come into the ship, he that had been possessed with the demon asked him that he might be with him. But Jesus permitted him not, but said unto him, Go home to your friends, and tell them what great things the Lord has done for you, and has had compassion on you. And he departed, and began to announce in Decapolis what great things Jesus had done for him, and all men did marvel. And when Jesus was passed over again by ship unto the other side, many people gathered unto him, and he was near unto the sea. And, behold, there came one of the rulers of the synagogue, Jairus by name, and when he saw him, he fell at his feet, and besought him greatly, saying, My little daughter lies at the point of death, I pray you, come and lay your hands on her, that she may be healed, and she shall live. And Jesus went with him, and many people followed him, and thronged him. And a certain woman, who had an issue of blood 12 years, and had suffered many things of many physicians, and had spent all that she had, and was no better, but rather grew worse, when she had heard of Jesus, came in the crowd behind, and touched his garment. For she said, If I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. And immediately the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of that disease. And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that power had gone out of him, turned about in the crowd, and said, Who touched my clothes? And his disciples said unto him, You see the multitude thronging you, and you say, Who touched me? And he looked round about to see her that had done this thing. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her, came and fell down before him, and told him all the truth. And he said unto her, Daughter, your faith has made you whole, go in peace, and be whole of your disease. While he yet spoke, there came from the ruler of the synagogue's house certain who said, Your daughter is dead, why trouble you the teacher any further? As soon as Jesus heard the word that was spoken, he said unto the ruler of the synagogue, Be not afraid, only believe. And he permitted no man to follow him, except Peter, and James, and John the brother of James. And he came to the house of the ruler of the synagogue, and saw the tumult, and them that wept and wailed greatly. And when he came in, he said unto them, Why make you this commotion, and weep? The child is not dead, but sleeps. And they laughed him to scorn. But when he had put them all out, he took the father and the mother of the child, and them that were with him, and entered in where the child was lying. And he took the child by the hand, and said unto her, Talitha cumi, which is, being interpreted, Little girl, I say unto you, arise. And immediately the girl arose, and walked, for she was of the age of 12 years. And they were astonished with a great astonishment. And he charged them sternly that no man should know it, and told them that something should be given her to eat.